Mrs. Schlafly is a constitutional attorney, pro-family leader, and the author of more than 20 books, including No Higher Power, Obama's War on Religious Freedom, an important new book that exposes the undeniable campaign to secularize America by the Obama administration. And now, here's the president of Eagle Forum, Phyllis Schlafly.
Dr. Mark Edmondson is a prize-winning scholar, author, and professor at the University of Virginia. He has a new book called Why Teach? He shares his perspectives on students, parents, fellow professors, and institutions. He calls on professors to be uncool, to grade hard, and to challenge students, even though they may face fallout for it from today's atmosphere of grade inflation and being nice to the students. He encourages parents to allow children to experience the hard knocks of everyday life. He emphasizes the necessary role of failure. Dr. Edmondson says, real reading is a higher form of conscientiousness. He claims good literature allows one to experience the joy of seeing the world through the eyes of people who are more sensitive, more articulate, shrewder, more alive than they themselves are. He says the magic of words unleashes the power of imagination. That is what students taught by the Common Core standards will miss because they have substituted so many informational texts instead of great literature. The author criticizes group projects and classes that rely on the exchange of student ideas. Students don't require the information that produces a worthwhile conversation. He also exhorts educators to stop these readings, which are really deconstructing literary works from the perspectives of gender, race, Marxism, Freudian, and other artificial constructs that venture from the author's intent and show no respect for the book on its own merit. The title of this book is Why Teach? In Defense of a Real Education by Dr. Mark Edmondson.
Would you like a complete record of Barack Obama's hostility toward Christianity? Every insult to our Creator God and every executive order that undermines religion is documented in the new book, No Higher Power, Obama's War on Religious Freedom, by Phyllis Schlafly and George Neumeyer. Get your copy of No Higher Power where quality books are sold, or visit eagleforum.org. Thanks for listening, and join us again for the Phyllis Schlafly Report.
That moment of panic. Sheer terror, really. You're afraid to answer the phone. Frightened by who might be at the door. If you're facing foreclosure or being harassed by debt collectors, you know the feeling. You need to visit whatliesinyourdebt.com to turn the tables on the banksters, collection agencies, and other crooks. Whatliesinyourdebt.com has solutions. Whatliesinyourdebt.com features live training webinars from experts, a member forum, support from experts who've been where you are right now and came out the other side in a better financial situation. If you are like millions of Americans who are behind on their mortgage, behind on their credit cards, or just being harassed by debt collectors, then this system is for you. We promise. If you cannot stop your foreclosure, even if it's imminent, if you cannot stop those debt collectors from bugging you, if you cannot clean up your credit, and finally, if you cannot make a few $1,000s during the entire process, make money from the debt collectors, yes, at whatliesinyourdebt.com, we will refund your money 100% in the first 60 days. Don't fear the bill collectors anymore. Visit whatliesinyourdebt.com.
I'm Larry Pratt of Gun Owners of America, and I want to invite you to join the Second Amendment movement with Gun Owners of America, the only no-compromise gun lobby in Washington. Take action by becoming a GOA member today by going to gunowners.org. Gun Owners members receive the GOA newsletter, fact sheets, alerts, certificates, and more. But there's more to joining GOA than just a list of member benefits. The united voice of GOA members has been successful in defeating restrictive legislation designed to disarm our population. GOA has helped get strong constitutional members of Congress like Senator Ted Cruz elected. And with your help, GOA will continue to successfully defend the rights of gun owners in the courts. Participate in our efforts to restore and preserve the nation's right to keep and bear arms. All contributions to our lobbying efforts are used exclusively to support or oppose firearms legislation. Join online at gunowners.org.
How How important is the air you breathe? Our air purifiers produce activated oxygen, called Aerin. Activated oxygen is the natural enemy of odors, pollutants, and many other harmful substances, yet it's completely safe. Our powerful air purifiers unleash the power of a thunderstorm, destroying pollutants in the air we breathe. It destroys many viruses, bacteria, and fungi, kills molds, and oxidizes chemical fumes and toxic gases. It removes smoke, pollen, and pet odors. Made with quality stainless steel, our portable air purifiers come with a manufacturer's 4-year warranty. If you haven't experienced the Aerin process of fresh, clean air, then call us today and receive 10% off your order. 877-605-9200. Again, that's 877-605-9200. Time for you to breathe clearly again. 877-605-9200.
Really Happen radio show. The history the government hopes you never learn. Here is your host, Michael Rivero.
And aloha, America. Welcome back to the show here. And the corporate media is still going on about Flight 370, interspersed with reports about the Ukraine here. And I love the way the corporate media is trying to hedge their bets. May have been diverted. There might have been foul play. At this point, given the facts that we have, I don't think there's any question at all. And they're still out there pushing this idea that it went off to someplace in the Andaman Islands, and I don't think so. Again, if you're stealing a 777, you're going to be going to an airfield where you don't have to worry about witnesses to that airplane landing, because it's a big thing. It makes a lot of noise. People are going to notice. In fact, if you can hear on the microphone, there's military aircraft flying overhead right now with all the world press about where's Flight 370. Somebody would have said, yeah, we saw Malaysian Airlines 777 come in here the other day. All right. Now, responding to that previous phone call about diplomatic immunity, this actually originated with a good purpose in mind, and that was to avoid the problem of civil authorities or politically biased individuals using the local laws to harass people. For example, in Washington, D.C., there is actually a law that prohibits the police from interfering with representatives or senators while Congress is in session, because there were some ugly incidents where the local police were pulling over and delaying and harassing members of the House in order to prevent them from getting to Congress to cast a vote. I mean, that's how dirty some of the politics were. And the same thing with the diplomatic immunity. Now, diplomatic immunity does get abused a lot. There's no question about it. But diplomatic immunity only applies within a certain radius of the embassy, to allow you to go about and do your business. If you're outside that radius, first of all, you're not supposed to go outside that radius. That's considered entering the U.S. territory without permission. But inside that radius, yeah, diplomatic immunity, and it's a courtesy extended in both directions as part of diplomatic relations. And yes, it does get abused. So does the diplomatic pouch. All righty. Now then, let's see. No callers on the line. The phone lines are open, 800-313-9443, 800-313-9443. Now, responding to that other caller about Flight 370 just being a media distraction, it occurred to me over the break there might be one scenario that basically addresses that issue. And mind you, I don't think this is what's going on, but maybe. I'm just going to put it out there for the sake of discussion, that the idea was that Flight 777 goes missing. Where are they? Where are they? And then when the Crimean referendum happens and the U.S. has to back down, which it looks like they're going to have to do next Monday, all of a sudden the missing plane and all of its passengers would be found safe, and that would be the big news story, so they don't have to report on the fact that Monday comes and goes, Russia doesn't reverse course, and the U.S. is left basically with nothing to do about it. maybe. But now that we have that second radar track showing the plane flying away to the west, that may no longer be workable. So, again, it's just a possible scenario. I don't think so. And I'm moving away from the suggestion the plane was grabbed to chop it up and sell it for spare parts. It does look like the plane was taken down to Diego Garcia. We still don't know why. But again, with a maximum fuel load, that particular model of the 777 can reach pretty much all over the Middle East, up into the Mediterranean, up into Europe, could be used for some kind of coming false flag attack. All right. Now, getting back to the NSA and what an annoyance they have been, not just to the American people, but around the world. Law-abiding people all around the world are incensed that the NSA has backdoored their systems, broken into their communications. And if you're a law-abiding citizen, you know it's got nothing to do with looking for criminals or terrorists who we already proved with our NSA challenge can keep their communications invisible from the NSA. They're stealing your business secrets to give to cronies. They got caught doing it before at the Seattle APEC. It's economics. Where's the money? How can we get it? How can we interfere? And now, of course, we know the CIA hacked into the computers of the Senate Intelligence Committee to delete evidence. Now, the latest report from Glenn Greenwald and Ryan Gallagher, based on more information coming from Edward Snowden, is the NSA has an automated malware system. They don't have individuals sitting at desks going out and trying to break into your computer. It's all being done by an automated system. The code name, the program is called Owning the Net. And the system itself is called Turbine, where it is literally spamming out millions and millions of attempts to break into computers and install malware per second. They're just trying to take complete control of the internet. And none of it is legal. And the government in Washington, D.C. doesn't seem interested in shutting it down. They'll wag their fingers like Dianne Feinstein was doing up until she realized she was being spied on. It's industrial scale spying on the domestic population, on the global population, to know what's going on in our minds, to make sure we're not thinking those bad thoughts, and to steal our business secrets. I mean, it's hard enough being an entrepreneur in this country, coming up with a new product or a new service and trying to start a business and create jobs, and then you find out some friend of a friend of somebody over at the NSA got wind of what you were doing, got to the patent office first, or was able to get funding before you did, and is getting rich off of your idea. Or if you have a company that is being publicly traded, and you're getting ready to launch a new product, and all of a sudden, before you've announced the product, somebody over at the NSA is buying huge blocks of your stock at the low price. And U.S. intelligence agents have been caught doing that. It's technically, it's insider trading, because you're making your purchase decisions based on information not available to the general public. That's insider trading. And they've actually sent some FBI agents to jail for that. And for everyone they actually caught, there's probably 1,000, 10,000 who are doing it every single day. Now then, there's a very interesting story that was going on. We mentioned it a week ago, where the United States has awarded a $145 million contract to build a surveillance system along Arizona's border with Mexico. The problem is, it turns out, this same company was part of a similar attempt for border security 8 years ago, and they botched it up. So why are they getting this huge lucrative contract again? I mean, and we see how the government hands these contracts out. Again, look at the company that developed healthcare.gov. Track record of major failure, and they still got this huge contract. It costs way more than it should have, and it still doesn't work. Still does not work. All right, let's talk about the economy in the context of a potential sanctions war coming out of the Ukraine-Crimean situation. We're talking about a possible sell-off of U.S. treasuries held by Russia, China, and India. But it turns out somebody's already ahead of the curve, because tracking the sales of U.S. treasuries around the globe, it turns out over the past week, there's already a major sell-off taking place, over $100 billion worth. Now, if everybody's dumping U.S. Treasuries, certainly the Federal Reserve will just print up new pieces of paper with colored ink on them and say, we'll buy them up. But by doing so, they destroy the value of the U.S. dollar. They're really in a corner here between the rock and the hard place. They really, really are. Because the fix, if you can call it that, is worse than the disease. You cannot run a nation on a printing press. You have to have products to sell, agricultural produce to sell. That's what commerce is, not just printing up more money to make the problems look like they're going away. Got to take a break for commercials. We'll be back after these few words.
With new and ever-increasing health threats on the rise, there has never been a more crucial time to support your immune system. Supernatural Silver is a revolutionary new silver solution that is clinically shown to be several hundred times more effective than colloidal or ionic silver and is powerful enough to help protect you and your family from deadly viruses, bacterias, and fungus. Supernatural Silver is scientifically supported, highly effective, and perfect for everyday use inside the body as well as out. The science Digest Journal says, silver is our mightiest germ fighter. It is virtually non-toxic and is emerging as a wonder of modern science. Supernatural Silver is the number one choice of thousands for improved health and immune system support. Find out how Supernatural Silver can change your life. Go to SupernaturalSilver.com. SupernaturalSilver.com. And use the promo code SILVER2014 for 20% off. Give yourself and your loved ones a fighting chance with Supernatural Silver.
Earthquakes, hurricanes, nuclear accidents, terror attacks, and all-out social collapse. With the world today more volatile than ever, the future has never looked more uncertain. Survivalist Magazine is the one resource you can't afford to be without. Claim your free trial subscription now at www.survivalist.com and your first issue ships immediately. Get all the details and more at www.survivalist.com or order by phone. Call 1-866-437-6570. Your survival may depend on it.
A suppressed medical breakthrough guarantees anyone total health power with a simple device. That sounds impossible, doesn't it? In fact, it sounds like snake oil. How is it that something so simple could make such a profound change and isn't headline-making news? What if I told you it was? What if I told you in March of 1991 the news was groundbreaking? If you're like most people, you're wondering if this is true. We'll show you why your doctor hasn't told you about this. Go to drbeckprotocol.com or call 928-853-2821.
Herbal Healer Spring Sale. 500 parts per million colloidal silver, all sizes. COQ10 with hawthorn, glucosamine chondroitin, sea cucumber, colloidal minerals, superfam and super male plex, colon enhancer, our top selling liquid, cow mag vitamin D, MSM sulfur capsules, and elderberry power capsules. We also offer certificate correspondence courses in natural medicine. Free memberships and free online newsletters also available at herbalhealer.com. Herbal Healer has been serving the natural medicine industry for 25 years. This is a company you can count on. Visit herbalhealer.com today. Herbalhealer.com. That's herbalhealer.com.
What really happened? Wouldn't you like to know? Judith, Christ, and Pharaoh really had a crazy low. Tired of the mainstream media lies. Listening to Mike really open your eyes.
And aloha, America. Welcome back to the show. We're going to take a phone call here. Jose in South Florida. Aloha. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Mike, I have to ask you a question because you missed one. And I was quite surprised. I was talking to you. You still there?
Yeah, we're still on the air.
Okay, good. My phone said it disconnected, but it didn't. Anyway, The trump card of the Pentagon is our satellite surveillance system. Those boys can see a license plate. I mean, if you're, you know, no, any place, there's no place you can hide. How did they not find this airliner? The minute that transponder was off, I would tell you, within a half an hour, the boys at the Pentagon knew it was off. They turned on their eyes in the sky. They found the plane. They know where the plane is.
Well, you need to understand the surface of the Earth is a really, really big place, and you have to know where to look. Yes, those satellites can look down and read the license plate on a car, but they've got to know where the car is. And we know Digital Globe has made all of their images for the original search area available on a public server. They're trying to crowdsource people come in and visually look at the photos to see if they can find anything, and obviously so far they have not. So the surveillance satellites are capable of looking at designated targets and seeing a very great deal, but they're not really watching the entire surface of the planet 24 hours a day, 7 days a week because of a data bandwidth issue.
Okay, I can understand that, but what I'm saying is, now, tell me if I'm wrong, transponder goes off. I would tell you within a half an hour the Pentagon knew that transponder was off. They immediately turned on their eyes in the sky. And you want to tell me, with a lead time of only a half an hour, probably less than that, that this plane can just disappear, that they can't find it because it's flying? No. What do you think about that?
Well, I don't know. Maybe this
is good enough that they'll pick up a 200,000-pound aircraft within minutes.
Well, you make a very good point, and it's another one of these reasons to say that this might, in fact, be a U.S. government covert operation underway. On the other hand, maybe the software running all these surveillance satellites was written by the same company that did healthcare.gov. We haven't really seen tremendous displays of efficiency coming out of this government in the last decade.
Mike, that plane is in the control of four countries right now: the United States, Israel, the U.K., and it was close enough to make Australia. Somebody in this, well, people in this country, in the Pentagon, knows what happened to this plane. Like you say, the telephones rang, which meant it stayed afloat. The big engine manufacturer says, hey, kept transmitting for 4 hours. And if you don't think this United States surveillance system can't find an aircraft in 4 hours that's in the air, no, I would never buy that in a minute. Or maybe I spent too much time in the Air Force, but no way. There is no way that could happen. Now, can I post a complaint?
Go ahead.
All right. My complaint is with you. You're using up too much of my time. My wife says I'm listening too much to get rid of the computer or whatever. But
you got to listen to that wife there, and, you know, maybe you ought to just do the first hour of the show every day or get the podcast and listen to them on your I was going to say Walkman. I'm giving my age away here, your iPod.
No, you did do one thing that I want to thank you for. You let me download, and then I can listen anytime I want, if you know what I mean.
Yes.
So I download all 3 hours, and, you know, when I have the time, I listen. Also, it gives me the ability to do some editing, you know, that crazy woman you have on there. What's her name?
Let's not start ragging on Phyllis, you know, and where we're starting to swap her out for some of these segments from Ben Swan, okay?
Well, I can turn the volume way down, if you know what I mean. Anyway,
okay, I know what you mean.
Keep going, guy. Now, try and figure that, but think about that. I mean, I wish you would get on that a little bit and give it a little bit more thought. There is no way an airliner can disappear in the sky anywhere in the world for 4 hours. It's totally not possible. And the German car maker or the German engine maker says, hey, it was flying for 4 hours. After the transponder was turned off, that plane was sending back data about that engine. So it was up. The phones also show that it didn't go down in the ocean right off. So you want to tell me the U.S. Pentagon, with all the millions of dollars they got flying around looking at things and stuff floating around the Earth looking at everything, they're probably looking at me on my sailboat right now.
Oh, I'm jealous you have a sailboat. I'm a rag setter from way back. My wife and I were married on a sailboat. We were married under sail. Yeah.
Oh,
long
man.
Time ago. All right, listen, I'm going to let you go here, but I do have a couple more comments to make here. Were that aircraft, Malaysian Flight 370, all alone out there in the Pacific Ocean, you might have a point there. And again, not saying that this isn't a U.S. covert operation of some kind, because it's starting to look that way. But there are thousands of airliners in the skies on those routes. all the time. Now, this route from Malaysia to Diego Garcia probably is all by itself, but what you're looking down on the surface of the earth, you're going to see a lot of aircraft out there. It was pretty much at night, so they'd have to be looking in infrared. There are also space-based radar systems up there. But again, unless you know exactly where to look to see, hey, is that Flight 777, you know, you don't know. And certainly in the first few hours after the plane disappeared, they wouldn't have known to look in any particular direction. So is the Pentagon covering up for a covert op? Maybe. Or maybe it's just the Pentagon's usual inefficiency. Because look at the F-22, the F-35, the Independence-class littoral ships, the botch-up of the Bradley, and on, and you'll realize the Pentagon, the only thing they really have going for them is that vast quantity of money pouring out of your pocket into their pocket. And they're really not very efficient. And that's another reason to be very concerned about allowing the situation in Ukraine to escalate into a full-on military conflict, because Russia spends a lot less money on war than the United States, but they're spending it a lot more smartly. Okay. Now, moving right along back to the economy here, Bank of England is now saying that bankers may have to return some of those big, huge bonuses they've been receiving, even as the British economy continues to crash for ordinary people, and basically saying that if the bankers were caught with misbehavior, is the euphemism they're using, meaning large losses at their bank or bad risk management, that the Bank of England's top management could order them to return their bonuses. Apparently, the bonuses are just automatic no matter what you do. But now they're saying they're going to change the policy in response to the public backlash, where these bankers are getting these huge bonuses even as the banks they're running are being bailed out to the tune of billions of pounds of taxpayer money, which never really made any sense to anybody anyway. Bonuses are supposed to be performance-based, not just an automatic gift out of the generosity of upper management. So Bank of England is going to change that and say, yeah, if your bank loses too much money, or if we determine that you were really not being careful about risk management, you're not going to get your bonus, and we'll ask for some of the earlier bonuses back. There's apparently a six-year interval where they can take the bonuses back up to 6 years after you receive them, which is going to be a problem for the bankers, because it's not like they take that money and put it in a closet. You know, they go out and buy a new home. They buy a Bentley or an Aston Martin and the rest of it. Now, there's another scandal that is brewing over there in Great Britain. There are 200,000 renters in England who have gotten together to basically challenge evictions that they went through, saying that they're the victims of what is called revenge eviction, where they ask the landlord, the property owner, for repairs to be made in their home. Something is not working, and rather than do the repair, the landlord evicts them, discretionary eviction, and then doesn't tell the new tenant that there's a problem. I actually went through this once myself, and I'll tell you the story when we come back from these words from our sponsors.
This is Dr. Robert Rowan here to give you an important message regarding stem cell treatment. World-renowned physician, stem cell expert, and friend Dr. David Steinblatt has performed over 8,000 stem cell treatments since 2001. Bone marrow stem cells are completely legal to do here in the USA. The bone marrow stem cell treatment is not only fast, done in less than 2 to 3 hours, but is relatively pain-free and has little to no recovery time. Dr. David Steinblatt and his office are able to help and treat patients who suffer from cerebral palsy, traumatic brain injury, stroke, macular degeneration, arthritis, Parkinson's disease, congestive heart failure, and more. Personally using their services for my knee and seeing great improvement, Dr. David Steinblatt is highly recommended by me. Go to stemcellmd.org or call 800-300-1063 to find out more. Again, stemcellmd.org or call 800-300-1063 today to receive more information.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
So, Dad, you're sounding a lot better. How have you been feeling since your heart attack?
Well, son, I am feeling a lot better. Ever since your sister ordered me a bottle of Heart Drop 2000's Extendivite for my heart.
Heart Drop? Extendivite? What's that?
Well, it's just seven herbs that are approved for helping keep my heart healthy.
That's great, Dad. I was getting worried about you. I am so glad it's helping.
So am I, son. I'm very glad your sister got it for me. I wish I had known about it before my heart attack.
Yeah, but would you have taken it, though?
You know, I'm not sure if I would have. But I'm awful glad I'm taking it now. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
World-renowned physician and stem cell expert Dr. David Steenblok, D.O., and his research staff have spent years developing all-natural formulations that support the body's own stem cell production and mobilization system. An everyday stem cell supplement, creating the birth of Stemgevity. Stemgevity stem cell mobilization formula is for use by men, women, and children of all ages to support your body's stem cell system naturally, quickly, and safely. Stemgevity helps support your heart and circulatory system, bones and joints, liver, skin, brain, and much more. Order your bottle now at Stemgevity.com today. That's Stemgevity. Stemgevity.com. Or call now toll-free, 800-300-1063. Buy two bottles and receive a third bottle free by mentioning RBN. Anyone who wants to get healthy needs Stemgevity. Call 800-300-1063 today.
The IRS is a private corporation, not a government agency. Income tax is collected by voluntary compliance. To learn to unvolunteer or discontinue volunteering into the IRS, visit escapeharassment.com and immediately implement Strategy 1. The process must be repeated each and every time. Paper, letter, envelope, presentment, etc. Always and forever. Failure equates to acceptance, subsequent resultant contract, and you pay or go to jail by your own consent and agreement contract. Avoid recontracting. Visit escapeharassment.com and implement Strategy 1 immediately. Bar lawyers and accountants won't help you. Why wait? Get Strategy 1 and immediately implement it to divorce the IRS today and forever. That's escapeharassment.com, Strategy 1, to be free from the IRS. Escapeharassment.com.
Well, they're stealing down on Wall Street and in Washington, too. You know, it makes me wonder, what's a guy on Main Street to do? I've always tried to be an honest, upstanding kind of guy. I must admit lately, I thought about giving something else a try. Oh, I want to be a pirate. I want to sail the seven seas. Yeah, I want to be a pirate. I want to do just what I please.
And aloha, America. Welcome back to the show. And we're talking about this story that was over in thisismoney.co.uk about a problem with revenge evictions in Britain. And basically, they're estimating 2% of all private sector tenants reported being evicted because they'd complained to their landlord or letting agent about problems that were not their responsibility, such as a fault that needs a repair, or had gone on to complain to their local city council when needed repairs were not being carried out. It's all very controlled by law over there. And said, basically, if you project those figures across England, you're looking at over 200,000 people who've been subject to this. I went through this once myself when my wife and I decided we needed to leave Southern California after that whole Vincent Foster situation and the loss of my career. We moved up to Washington State out to the Cascade Mountains, and we were renting this little ranch house, and we called it Rancho Runamucca, which is also the name I gave to the version of my website while we were still living there. It was a very nice place, had a ranch house, had a barn, a lot of land, walnut trees, blueberries, A lot of raspberries. It was actually a very, very nice place, and I enjoyed living there. After we'd been there for a while, there were some developing electrical problems, and when I went out to check it out, I discovered there was some serious major wiring issues on the property, ones that could result in fire. So we did what we're supposed to do. We contacted the owner of the property, and the next thing you know, we got kicked out. And we had to move unexpectedly to a different property in the same neighborhood, which was okay, but this sort of thing does happen. And whoever moved into that property next didn't realize that there was a potential for a fire to take place. And I understand the owner's point of view, because as a rental property, you can't just fix it yourself. You have to hire a certified, bonded, whatever they call it, electrician to come on in there. And it was a considerable amount of work, and he just didn't want to spend the money here. Now, we have a problem in this country. This is from over at publicintegrity.org, where debt collectors are starting to target members of the armed services for debt collection, and they're doing things like calling superior officers, threatening reduction in rank. I don't think private debt collectors can actually arrange for your rank to be reduced. They're threatening to arrange court-martials, even though there are specific laws that are supposed to guard and protect members of the armed services, even more than ordinary citizens, from abusive debt collection tactics, because they're going through a great deal of hardship already. They're in military service. They get moved around a lot. And they're at, somewhat of a financial disadvantage. But those debt collectors are definitely, definitely getting out there. Now, speaking of fraud and the economy, there's a story that came out today. This was over at Washington's blog, where the Inspector General has slammed the FBI and the U.S. Department of Justice for lying about its prosecution of mortgage fraud. Now, the Department of Justice has repeatedly stated publicly that mortgage fraud is a high priority for them, because that was really what put us into this mess back in 2008, the mortgage-backed security fraud. We've talked about it many, many times, demonstrable fraud. And when it all fell apart, somebody in the administration set it as a policy that none of these Wall Street crooks were going to be investigated or arrested or thrown in prison. Bernie Madoff was the lone exception. Now, back during the 1980s savings and loan crisis, there were 30,000 criminal referrals that led to over 1,000 felony convictions. And here, following the 2008 mortgage-backed security fraud, which was 70 times worse than the SNL crash, there hasn't been a single prosecution of any of the Wall Street executives who were part of that. That's a clear indication of fascism, when the government and the bankers are just hand-in-glove buddy-buddy. Now, that hasn't stopped the state and local governments from stepping in, because apparently in New York's Southern District Court in White Plains, there is a complaint that's been filed that seems to document in its legal papers that Wells Fargo, the nation's biggest mortgage servicer, appears to have set up detailed internal procedures to fabricate foreclosure papers on demand. Remember, during the whole foreclosure gate scandal, there were phony notaries, there were document mills that were just cranking out, completely fabricated papers to go before a judge and say, we've got the note, we've got the loan, we've got the mortgage, we have standing to foreclose, give us the property. And it was a huge, huge scandal. The state's attorney generals were all getting ready to investigate. Then Obama came out with his foreclosure settlement, arm-twisted the state's attorneys generals to go along with it. It was a wrist slap for the mortgage companies, and it simply halted all investigation and prosecution. But this one's moving forward. And Wells Fargo, instead of going out to these outside law offices that were creating missing documents that got lost during that whole mortgage electronic registration Gordian knot, they simply internalized it. And apparently the evidence that this complaint has is an actual Wells Fargo manual that it was created November 9th, 2011, updated February 24th, 2012, and this manual gives instructions to their mortgage processors. If you're moving on a foreclosure and you're missing this, you go here and you do that. Wells Fargo is insisting that they didn't fabricate anything, but the manual makes it very, very clear that that's what they're doing. They're just creating documents that are missing for the filing here. We're going to grab a phone call. George in Texas. Aloha, George. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
How you doing, Mike? Talking about debt collectors, you know what I noticed another practice that's going on is debt collectors are calling family members. I'm not talking the nearest relatives near you, but family members like cousins, uncles, even neighbors, about a neighbor's collection, trying to reach a collection, somebody's delinquent account, supposedly.
Well, they're going through, basically it's publicly shaming you to try and motivate you to pay the bill. And again, the debt collectors, they just want to get the debt paid on. What these debt collection companies do is they'll go to your creditor that you're in default to, and they'll buy that debt for 25 cents. And then if they can get you to pay half of it, they can still make money on the deal. It's vulture capitalism at its worst.
Well, I tell debt collectors, I said, thank you for paying my debt and hang up. Thank you for settling my debt.
Okay, then, well, if
well,
that's
going to... Well, that was, these are debts are like, I mean, they're coming back on debts that are over 10 years old.
I'm pretty sure there's a statute of limitations on most of that stuff. And what they do is try and trick you into doing something overt and active where they can reset the clock, and you need to be very, very careful about that. If you're in serious debt trouble, you need to talk to a professional debt counselor who's going to say, when they send you a mail saying, please send this back and sign it, that you wish to continue disputing this debt, if once you do that, the statute of limitations resets, and you're at day one instead of five and so many years past that. But there are limits to how long they can come after you for a previous debt.
Well, I gotta say, my debts were sort of like, or it's more like on the other side when I was disputing, like with a credit card company. It's more like I said, I sent the payment on time, but they say, oh, you gotta leave 2 weeks for processing. So while it's processing, I get stuck with a late fee and an over limit fee, whatever.
Yeah, anything to run it up here. And especially today, I don't know if anybody else has noticed this, but the U.S. Postal Service is getting slower and slower and slower at delivering stuff. And mostly that's because they're pushing what's called consolidation. When they're at the sorting center and they're throwing mail for Hawaii into the container, if it isn't full, they don't send it. They wait until it's absolutely full, and then they close it up and put it on the airplane. It's taking longer and longer for things to get out here. And we've noticed with some of our credit card bills, the postmark is like 8-9 days before the day that we receive it. So our habit is, you know, the instant we get it, we send it back because we don't want to take that chance. It's going to take 8-9 days getting there. It used to be that the date you mailed it, if it beat the deadline, that was okay. But they changed it because they're making lots of money on late fee and overdraft fee. And Bank of America got sued many years ago because they would process their bank accounts, the checks first before your deposits, in the hope that they could trigger some overdraft fees. And they got sued for that. These people are not working for your interest. They're not serving you. They're serving themselves. They got you. They got you. As long as you have to use their ink and paper, they got you, and they will make you bleed. Got to take a break for commercials. We'll be right back.
I bet you didn't know that some of you can live in Asia on just the amount of your new Obamacare premium increase alone. Shocking, I know. Options for early retirement, second or primary residence, visas, legal, business startup. Admit it, you've thought about it for years. It's time. Go to AsiaRunLikeHellGuide.com, a down and dirty guide on doing it once, doing it right, and on the cheap. AsiaRunLikeHellGuide.com. AsiaRunLikeHellGuide.com.
What will you do without freedom? That's the question the American Freedom Party is asking as a high-tech surveillance state continues to be constructed in the one-time land of liberty. Through methodical gradualism over many years, the United States has been hollowed out economically and morally. The Republican Party is little more than a partner in crime to the open globalism and cultural Marxism of the Democrats. Both parties support the offshoring of American industry and jobs, open borders, endless wars of aggression all over the world, and slavish obedience to Israel and to the banksters and gangsters of Wall Street. The American Freedom Party is guided by the sole principle of supporting what's good for America and Americans. The American Freedom Party rejects the archaic liberal conservative paradigm in favor of an outspoken advocacy of freedom and liberty that rings true to America's traditional values and way of life. The hour is late, but America can yet survive and begin to thrive again if enough Americans act to regain their freedom. The alternative is too bleak to contemplate. Learn more about the American Freedom Party by going to AmericanFreedomPartyInfo.us. That's AmericanFreedomPartyInfo.us.
Do you love America? Do you support the right to bear arms? Do you have an opinion on the current immigration issue? Do you believe in the dollar? You have a voice. You have an opinion. Let it be heard. Go to AmericanFreedomSurvey.com right now and make your voice count. Do you like your rights taken away for the so-called sake of public safety? Do you want to repeal Obamacare? Go to AmericanFreedomSurvey.com today and fight back. All you have to do is fill out a short survey and you're done. Simple, easy, fast. For your time, you get entered to win free gold and silver. That's right. Get gold and silver free by filling out this short survey that enters you to win. AmericanFreedomSurvey.com. Go to AmericanFreedomSurvey.com today. That's AmericanFreedomSurvey.com.
Nice shooting. Hey, that's a sweet AK-47 chest rig. Is that multicam?
Yep, got it from StrikeHardGear.com.
Strike what?
StrikeHardGear.com.
Set your sights on StrikeHardGear.com. Tough, tactical gear for your Soviet-style weapon that's made in the USA. Affordable, plus a no-questions-asked 30-day money-back guarantee and lifetime replacement warranty. StrikeHardGear.com. Go ahead, pull the trigger.
There are many water filters to choose from, but there is only one system that is consistently customer rated 5 stars as the number one system for effective filtration of fluoride, radiation, drug residues, heavy metals, a wide range of radioisotopes, and more. Introducing the PureFect Ultra, the next generation water filter that also raises alkaline pH, improves antioxidant potential, and has advanced anti-radiation technology. All while using no electricity. Sold worldwide, it provides virtually instant clean water on demand. It is not made in China, and the shipping is free to all 50 states. Buy your PureFect Ultra today by visiting PureFectFilters.com or call 888-891-4821. Again, that's 888-891-4821 or visit PureFectFilters.com.
Aloha, America. Welcome back to the show. We're still talking with George in Texas. And, George, what's your next question?
Well, you know, the thing is, too, like with my car, I've been getting a lot of these offers. It's more like, instead of like a 5-year deal of payments, they're going up to 10 years. And and cars are getting very expensive, like $25,000. And I just found it's a lot cheaper for me to buy a new motor, buy a new transmission, get my car looking like a showroom condition for less than $10,000, and that's
well,
the path I'm going.
Well, there's a lot of else on the car that's wearing out, and remember, newer cars are engineered to have a finite lifespan, and the model is a 5-year lifespan for the lower-end models, because that's how long the car loans are normally for. For the higher-end models, it's an 8-year lifespan, which they figure 5-year for the first owner and then 3-year for the aftermarket. Now, if you're lucky enough to find an older car in good condition, we lucked out with this Honda that we've got. You can do a better deal, but you reach the point where you're just constantly putting new parts and new money into a car, which especially when the body is starting to rust, because remember, with modern cars, it isn't a separate frame and a body. The body is the frame, and when it starts to rust and get weak, you can be in some serious trouble. But yeah, everything is getting expensive because most of it's being made overseas, and the dollar is collapsing. That's the reason the cars are more expensive. It's the reason your food's more expensive. It's the reason the gas is more expensive. Every time the Federal Reserve cranks up that printing press to bail out Wall Street, it steals real purchasing power from every single American citizen.
Well, I say replacing the motor, even the suspension and all that stuff, it costs a lot. It's a lot more cheaper to do that than, you know, go out and buy a new car, which I always find out when I buy a new car, there's so many bugs on it. I bought a Prius and I sent it back because it was worth more hassle than it was worth more hassle than the cost.
Yeah, some of the newer cars are a little too gadget heavy. They're a lot like our weapon systems as well. I remember one episode of Top Gear where Jeremy Clarkson had ordered this Ford supercar, and he like waited a long time for it to be delivered, and he's on their track, and he goes to start it and it won't start, and it turned out to be some glitch in the security system. And at the point where the Honda does finally die and we have to buy a new car, I don't want the bells and whistles, I don't want the computers, I don't want the security, I don't even want traction control, I just want engine, transmission, wheels, brakes, steering wheel, stereo and air conditioning, and I'll be happy.
That's about what I am. I don't care about Bluetooth technology in my, maybe an MP3 CD player. That's about it.
Well, you know? Yeah, in the radio. But yeah, America, rather than sell cars that are quality built, they just try and load them up with gadgets and gimmicks and toys, and they sell them to people who think the more gadgets the car has, the better their social standing. But
yeah,
it really is a nightmare. I hate the fact that there's really very little I can do to repair a modern car. They're set up to be worked on only by engineers with the special computer equipment. And you know, when I was a kid and you got a car, like my first car was a Volkswagen Beetle, you could take that apart and repair it yourself at home. And that was sort of normal behavior. Same thing with my brother's Fiat. My mom and I actually restored a 1952 MGTD, and I did the engine work and she did the body, and she was very proud of that car. These days, the modern cars, your average car owner doesn't have the tools or the training to get in with all this high technology computerization. And of course, there's always the suspicion that a lot of those electronic gadgets inside that car are not there for your benefit.
They're spy stuff. Yeah, and another thing I'm too
about shut down, you know, all this other crap they're putting in there.
Well, another scandal is brewing around Houston. It's like a lot of these municipalities and counties are starting to pass ordinance against payday loans and these title loans because they're finding out they're very predatory and they're getting
loan sharking. It's loan sharking.
I mean, yeah. I mean, you know, it's like I said, they're going at these payday loans, but here comes the post office.
Well, the post office is not a payday loan place. I think it was the inspector general was saying that the post office, whose business for paper mail is in decline because of the internet, possibly consider a public bank model where people at the post office can also do their banking, but they're going to run it as a public bank. Yes, they expect to make money off of it to bolster their fortunes, but it isn't being set up for these payday loan predatory. At least that's what they're saying. Who knows what's going to happen once they open the doors? At this point, everybody is so desperate for more of that ink and paper stuff that even businesses set up with the best of intentions very quickly get seduced into things like planned obsolescence and, you know, shortcutting their employees. In fact, there's a big scandal regarding McDonald's ordering some of their employees to work hours off the clock.
Well, Walmart manager got arrested here for taking overtime off the clock for their employees.
That's ugly. That is ugly.
Well, the police chief seen that as stealing.
Yeah, of course it is.
Yeah, I mean, because Walmart says no overtime. But I'm sorry, but I even tell managers that when work's got to be done, I say it takes money to make money. I say, if you want to, personally, I'm the kind of person, when I was in management, I always thought of high morale as one of the basic things in a workplace. If you have high morale and people are enjoy their work, enjoy the pay they're getting, and you do give overtime when needed, you know, things are pretty hunky-dory, but if you make the whole employees miserable, customer service, everything just goes to hell in a handbasket.
Yeah, productivity absolutely declines. But right now, everybody's looking at their balance sheets, and they want a big number in black ink to impress their stockholders with, and all of the consideration. And again, that's another symptom of creeping fascism in our society.
Is Claire coming on the fourth hour?
I only do the show for 3 hours, and no, she cannot. My lady love had a change in her work schedule. She's fine. She's healthy. Everything's okay. But unfortunately, she had a change in her work hours, and she's not available hour number three on Friday or any day, or we'd have her on then. Hopefully she'll be back soon, because I miss her. I know a lot of other listeners miss her. But today, no, sadly.
Well, thank you. Have a good weekend, Mike.
All right. Thanks an awful lot here. Okay, interesting little story. This is reported over at UPI. There is an inmate in Louisiana, a guy by the name of Glenn Ford, has been on death row for 30 years. That's 30. Okay, he's 64 years old now, which meant he was arrested and sent to death row when he was 34. And he was released because finally, after all these years, the courts agreed that the evidence didn't support his conviction. Somebody else had done the crime, and it took him 30 years to finally say, all right. We know a lot of these convictions aren't being driven by the evidence and the facts. They're being driven by police seeking promotion, prosecutors who are getting ready to run for office. We had that other story about this kid training to be an emergency medical technician. Was an unauthorized search of his car in the parking lot. They found a pocket knife and put this kid in jail. And the prosecutor who did it is running for judge. So he just wanted to get out there and say, we're tough on weapons laws. I vote for me, and anybody with a weapon is going to go to jail. And they basically wrecked this kid's life. And again, this is why I cannot support the death penalty. And I will concede there are people who deserve it, but our system makes mistakes. It will convict innocent people. And until we can restore life to those it is wrongfully taken from, we shouldn't take it in the first place. It's another example. Apparently, Google was trying to use Google Trends to track the current flu outbreak based on how many people were searching for certain terms related to the flu. And they were operating on the theory that only people with the flu were going to be searching about the flu. Turned out to be wrong. They dramatically overestimated the number of flu cases in the 2012-2013 season. When they said, oh, there's a flu epidemic, and apparently the new numbers aren't looking any better. So, you know, Google is a cool company, and they got a lot of really cool ideas, but sometimes they have some bad assumptions regarding their data and what their people are doing. All right, we're coming up here on the top of the hour, and again, as George mentioned, okay, there's the music right now. We're going to take a break for our top of the hour insert. When it come back, going to be talking about global warming and Fukushima.